Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Fred Elizalde playing tunes that Bix recorded. First, let me tell you a little bit about Fred Elizalde. This comes from the Find a Grave website. He was born Federico Elizalde on December 12, 1907 in Manila, the Philippines. He died in Manila also, the Philippines, on January 16, 1979. He was known as Fred Elizalde, and he had a sensational and influential addition to the London dance band scene in the 20s. Showing early musical talent, he studied at the Madrid Royal Conservatory from age 7. In 1921, he went to England to St. Joseph's College in London, then on to California to read law at Stanford University. In 1926, he settled on music, forming and recording with his Cinderella Roof Orchestra in Los Angeles. His family put a stop to the activity and sent him to Cambridge University in England. It is here that his story is usually picked up, with his forming several British bands, including the specially remembered Anglo-American Fred Elizalde Orchestra at the Savoy Hotel in December of 1927. This is the band that recorded the sensational and memorable Singapore Sorrows in 1929. Surprisingly, Fred discontinued his popular career, returning home to conduct the Manila Symphony Orchestra. During the Second World War, he composed classical works. After the war, he conducted the London Symphony Orchestra at the Royal Festival Hall during the Festival of Britain. He returned to the Philippines in 1974, and he died in 1979. He is buried in the North Cemetery near his brother Manuel. Okay, let's get started with the music. First tune that I want to play is Clarinet Marmalade. Bix and Tramp recorded that tune on February 4th, 1927, the first recording session of Frank Trombauer and his orchestra. The recording by Fred Elizalde and his orchestra is from August-September 1927 with Fred Elizalde on piano, arranger, director, Jack Jackson and George Ratcliffe on trumpet, Jack Miranda and Manuel Liz Elizalde on clarinet alto sax, Joe Crossman tenor sax, baritone sax, George Hurley violin, Joe Branley banjo, Tiny Stock on brass bass, and Max Bacon on drums. This was London in August-September 1927. I will follow that with the recording of Sugar from January 15, 1928. This is one that Bix recorded with Paul Wineman. And there is a very interesting situation here. The recording of Sugar by Manuel, by Fred Elizalde and his music was recorded before Wineman's recording of the same tune, and the arrangements are very similar. So the question is, how did Fred Elizalde play a recording that hadn't been made by the time he was doing it? Well, it turns out that one of the members of his band was Adrian Rollini. And when Adrian Rollini left the U.S. to go to England to join Fred Elizalde, he brought with him a bunch of arrangements by Bill Challis. And that way, Elizalde's band could play an arrangement of Bill Challis, very similar to the one that Wineman recorded later. The band here consists of Chelsea Quilly and Norman Payne on trumpet, Bobby Davis and Henry Hayes and Rex Owen on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Len Phillips guitar, Dick Maxwell banjo guitar, Ronnie Gubertini on drums. So let's listen then to two tunes that Bix recorded, but these are recording by Fred Elizalde, one from 1927, Clarinet Marmalade, and one from 1928, Sugar. Thank you. Let's continue with the music. These are now two recordings that Bix made with Paul Whiteband. First, I'm going to play Coquette, recorded by Frelet Izaldi and his music between July 2nd and July 11, 1928. Fred is on piano, the arranger and director, Chelsea Quilly and Norman Payne on trumpet, question mark, Ben Oakley trombone, Bobby Davis, clarinet, soprano, sax, alto, sax, Harry Hayes, clarinet, alto, sax, Rex Owen, tenor, sax, George Hurley, violin, Len Phillips, guitar, Dick Maxwell, banjo, Tiny Stock, Brett's bass and string bass, Ronnie Gubertini, drums. I will follow that with the Smile, recorded by Fred Elizalde and his Hot Music in April 1928. The composition of the band is exactly the same as for Coquette. So here is Fred Elizalde, 1928, Coquette and Smile. Thank you. I forgot to mention that the trumpet solo in Clarinet Marmalade is by Jack Jackson, and he is indeed very strongly influenced by Bix. And the trumpet solo in Sugar is by Chelsea Quilly, and also it's a very Bixian kind of solo. And in Smile, I believe that the alto sax solo is by Bobby Davis, sounding perhaps a little bit like Frank Trumbauer. All right, let's continue with the music. Now I want to play two piano solos by Fred Elizalde. These are recordings that Bix made with Paul Whiteman. First, Can't Help Loving That Man, recorded by Elizalde, piano solo, May 1928, followed by Old Man River, piano solo, recorded by Elizalde on July 2nd, somewhere between July 2nd and July 18, 1928. So here is Fred Elizalde, two piano solos, 1928. Thank you. It is very clear that Fred Elizalde was an accomplished pianist and had a very good sense of improvisation. Okay, let's continue now with the two recordings by Elizalde's orchestra. First, Somebody Stole My Gal. This is one that Bix recorded with his gang. The recording by Elizalde is from May 1928. As usual, Fred is on piano, arranger and director, Chelsea Quilly trumpet, Bobby Davis clarinet, alto sax, Adrian Rollini bass sax, and he plays Goofus here, Len Phillips on guitar, Ronnie Gubertini on drums. I will follow that with the Tiger Rag. Bix recorded that with the Wolverines. The Elizalde recording is from January 15, 1928. And it is a band within the band. It's Fred Elizalde and his Hot Music, which consists of Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis on clarinet, alto sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Fred Elizalde on piano, Len Phillips on guitar, and Ronnie Gubertini on drums. Note that the introduction to Tiger Rag is similar to a composition by Adrian Rollini called Dixie, which was recorded on that same date. And Rollini interpolated a little bit of Dixie in there. So here is Fred Elizalde in 1928. Somebody Stole My Gal and Tiger Rag. Thank you. The next recording I want to play is again a piano solo by Fred Elizalde. It's Men I Love, Gershwin's composition. The recording dates from May 1928, and you will see how good a pianist Elizalde is. At first, two-thirds or three-fifths, he plays it slowly, and then he really jazzes it up towards the end. I will follow that with a recording of My Pet. That's one that Bix recorded with Paul Wildman as well as with Frank Trombauer. And there are several interesting features in this particular recording, which I will point out in a minute. First, let me tell you that this was recorded in May 1928. And the band consisted of Fred Elizalde, piano arranger, director, Chelsea Quilly and Norman Payne on trumpet, question mark, Ben Oakley, trombone, Bobby Davis, clarinet, soprano sax, alto sax, Harry Hayes, clarinet, alto sax, Rex Owen, tenor sax, George Hurley, violin, Len Phillips, guitar, Dick Maxwell is on banjo as well as he takes the vocal, Tiny Stock on bass, brass bass or string bass, and Ronnie Gubertini on drums. couple of interesting features here. First, Adrian Rollini also plays Gufus and has a dialogue with the clarinet, which I believe is played with by Bobby Davis. The dialogue is between Rollini on bass saxophone and Bobby Davis on clarinet. Adrian Rollini also plays the Gufus here. The other thing that's of interest is that the introduction to My Pet in Elizalde's recording is identical to the introductions in the recordings of the same tune by both Frank Trombauer and Paul Whiteman. The coda in Elizalde's recording is the same as the coda in Trombauer's recording. Whiteman has a different coda for his recording. So let's listen then to first Fred Elizalde piano solo, The Man I Love, and then the full orchestra in My Pet, 1928.
Thank you. my pet, speaking of her, say I bet there's nobody like my pet. Why pet with another, my pet, she pet no other, so I bet there's nobody but my pet. Oh, she's so refined, sweet and kind, perfect gem, and has she got it, lots of it. Oh, baby, she's got them. My pet told me cutely, I'm said absolutely, so I bet with nobody but my pet.
Fred Elizalde recorded a few more tunes that Bix had recorded, but I'm afraid I don't have them. So what I decided to do to complete the program is to play two songs written by Bix's friends, and both of these are rather modernistic. First, Boneyard Shuffle. It's a composition by Hoagy Carmichael, a very good friend of Bix's, and this was recorded by Fred Elizalde in Hollywood in June of 1926 with his Cinderella Roof Orchestra. Fred Elizalde, piano, arranger, director, Ted Schilling, trumpet, there's a trombone, clarinet, alto sax, Manuel Liz Elizalde is on alto sax, there is a tenor sax, violin, a guitar, banjo, brass bass, and drums. Then I will play a recording of a composition by Paul Mertz, another good friend of Bix's. It's Hurricane, recorded by Fred Elizalde and his Varsity Band on March 28, 1927 in London. Fred Elizalde, piano arranger director, John Darcy Hildyard, trumpet, Dick Battle, trumpet also, Manuel Liz Elizalde, Jack Donaldson, Dan Willey and Maurice Alamon Reeds, George Monkhouse banjo, Bud Williams brass bass, J. Eric Saunders on drums. Both of these are rather modernistic compositions, and although this is very early Fred Elizalde, you can tell that his touch is in there. So let's listen then to Boneyard Shuffle, Hollywood 1926, Hurricane, London 1927, Fred Elizalde. Thank you. I imagine that you noticed that in Boneyard Shuffle there is a little section in which one can hear Waiting at the End of the Road. I forget whether Boneyard Shuffle was composed before or after Waiting at the End of the Road, but whatever, it's there. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program of Big Stones as recorded by Fred Elizalde, mostly in England. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.